This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God will use the least among us to bless us. In this way, we have to keep an open mind to where our next blessing will come from. And I'm wrapping up the series on our blessings. We've talked about, you know, what we do in between our blessings and the emotional clutter that we may need to turn over to God so we don't end up blocking our blessings. And today we're thinking about keeping an open mind as to where that next blessing will come from, because sometimes it comes from those whom we least expect. And as I think about that, I recall the story of the Samaritan woman. When Jesus met her at the well, she had previously had five husbands, and she was even living with a man who was not her husband. But Jesus still chose to reveal to her that he was the Messiah. She returned to her hometown and told everyone that she had met a man who knew everything about her. And in the end, this led to her entire town turning to God. So we should be assured that our ways are not God's ways. We never know which door or person he is going to use to deliver our next blessing. The key is to keep an open mind. And so as you reflect on that next blessing you're waiting for and keeping an open mind as to which door God might come through, remember these words: for just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, keep an open mind as to where your next blessing is coming from.